Shed Some Light, episode 234, coming to you on a Thursday. Hope everyone has had a great couple of weeks. The boys are back. Miller Lights are in hand. We are here to talk some sports and other random things. Ayo Dosunmu, likely not a Chicago Bull.
Yeah, it sucks. I'm pissed. I'm no longer seeing red.
Yeah.
I'm seeing red for a different reason.
Explain that one to me.
The Bulls are fucking morons. The Bulls did dick all in free agency and the draft this year. Like, they did not add a – like, they signed one dude in free agency.
Didn't they, like, just not have any draft picks for
– Yeah, because we traded for Vooch, and then we re-signed Vooch and Kobe White, who are
– Who did we trade for?
Nikola Vucevic. Who are just both, like, average. Like, Vooch is average. Kobe White's probably below average.
Yeah, I was going to say, slightly below average.
Like, I just don't understand why you let Ayo Dosunmu go.
Yeah, especially being a Chicago kid. Come on, show a little bit of loyalty there. I mean, it's not like I'm obsessing about the Bulls or follow the NBA that much, but come on.
Come on.
Just,
fuck you, Bulls. It does seem like he's going to go somewhere and be awesome, and it's going to suck.
Yeah.
And by be awesome, like, I don't think he's ever going to be, like, a star, but he'll be, like, a solid role player.
I think he's going to be, like, a great sixth man.
He'll be the guy that comes off, like, a championship team's bench, and everybody loves him.
Yeah.
He's a get the crowd going type of guy.
He's got like
make a couple defensive stops and a nice like big three in transition or something like that. Like he's not gonna light up the stat sheet, but he's gonna get the crowd going at a pivotal moment.
Not lighten up the stat sheet, but definitely lighten up the crowd.
Lighten up my heart. That's what he's gonna do.
Yeah, probably weren't expecting some NBA talk right off the bat here in the middle of July, but it is what it is.
Got nothing left to talk about.
The Sox continue to stink, although Tim Anderson kind of figured things out a little bit. He's been not terrible since the All-Star break.
Well, that's also the funny thing. It's like, dude, Tim Anderson's batting 340 since the All-Star break. It's four fucking games.
It's also Tim Anderson.
It's four games.
I kind of respect it because if you're good at something and you set the bar so low that when you do anything, people are like, oh, he's back.
Dude that's my life. I just set the bar so low that if I do literally anything, people are like, look at that. Look at what he's doing over there. It's like, this is just basic human behavior that I'm doing.
He went to work and then ran an errand.
Whew, he's on shit, fire, dude. He's fucking cooking through the day. Yeah, that's my life, dude. Yeah.
Kind of smart strategy.
I guess. Sure. The thing with the Sox is they can't put it all together. Like, if one guy starts to do well, everybody else starts to suck.
Or if one side of the ball is doing well, the other side is not.
I.e. the Mets game yesterday. On Tuesday. You score 10 runs, you lose.
Yep.
Like, that's...
Classic.
That's just White Sox baseball for you right there, baby.
I also heard, and maybe you can shed some light on this. How you doing? Jake Berger is a potential trade piece now.
Yeah.
Is Jerry Reinsdorf seriously going to go through another rebuild?
So I was talking about this today. Probably. But no matter what, this is how bad it is to be a White Sox fan, right? The only thing that they could do that would shock me would be make a successful trade. Right? So your other two options are don't do anything, right? Don't sell. And if you don't sell, probably going to be fucking 10 games under 500 the rest of the year, and that wouldn't shock me at all. Or you sell and you trade somebody for a fucking box of rocks. And that doesn't surprise me either. And they go on to be great wherever they go. That wouldn't surprise me either. The only thing that would surprise me is if they made a trade and I was like, damn, we actually got a lot of like prospect capital back for that. That's crazy. That would be the most shocking thing to me for the White Sox until the trade deadline.
I know that we talked about it the past couple of seasons in the NFL with the Bears that I've just had to pick a different team to root for. I'm on the verge of that with the Sox because I thought that this last rebuild was like kind of the final it was the final infinity stone that we needed to complete the World Series run. Mm-hmm. And we're just so far away from that that I don't know if I want to sit through another X amount of years going through a rebuild.
Listen, I know people are going to accuse me of jumping on the bandwagon, but the Braves are my NL team. I team of destiny them in, what, 2021?
Yeah.
When they were like 44 and 45 at the All-Star break or whatever the fuck they were, I team of destiny them, and they fucking won, and I have a shirt that says 2022 or 2021 World Series champs. So the Braves are my team, and guess what? Great pick by me. Fucking fantastic pick by me because they just shit on everybody.
Your compliments to the chef.
Dude, they're so fucking good. You ever watch them, dude? Austin Riley had 7 RBIs last night. He's just fucking, they won a game like, oh, they did the opposite of the White Sox. They won a game like 13-12 last night.
Yeah.
It's like fucking, they're fun. Dude, they're so good.
I know that I've said previously too that like if I had to pick another team, it'd be the Brewers. I think I might stray away from that. It's not that I dislike the Brewers. It's just that I think there could be some better options for me that kind of fit the style of fan that I am.
I don't know about that, dude. Brewers fans are fucking right up your alley, dude.
Yeah.
If you're going based off style of fan, I think Brewers fans are by far and away number one for you.
Maybe style of team that I'm trying to root for.
Okay. Elaborate. Like who are the candidates?
You know, I haven't thought that far ahead.
I don't want to give you a layup here. But the Orioles?
Well, yeah, if the Orioles still had Trey Mancini, I would be an Orioles fan.
But you've been jerking off Adley Rutschman for fucking years now.
I mean, dude, you telling me if he's on the Sox right now instead of Yes.
Okay.
Come on now.
Shut the fuck up about this, though, because this is the shit that pisses me off. He went fucking 1-1 overall. The Sox didn't even have a chance to draft him.
We could
have
just dug some trades. No. Some successful trades.
You knew that wasn't going to happen. If we would have passed on him and he would have been awesome, I would have given you credit for being like, Adley Rutschman was good. But like, nobody had a chance to draft him besides the Baltimore Orioles, and they did.
We could have thrown together a nice trade package. I would have given him, actually, I don't even know who was on the team at that point in time, but I would have packaged up some people and said, boom, here's your 1-1 pick trade.
Nah. I mean, hindsight 2020, sure.
So, I don't know.
I mean, like, you can't root for anybody else in the AL Central.
No, certainly not.
The AL East is New York, Boston, the Orioles, the Rays, and who's else? New York, Boston, Orioles, Rays.
You want to just pull up a list real quick?
No, I got this. Who's the shittiest team in the AL East? Who fucking stinks? Oh, the Blue Jays. Yankees. No, the Blue Jays.
The Yankees are in last place.
Yeah, they do. That's awesome. That's great. That's my only silver lining.
You asked who's the worst team? I gave you the worst team.
Blue Jays.
Nope. Wouldn't have any of them. No.
AL West. Can't root for Houston.
Certainly not.
Do you want to go? Do you want to start rooting for the A's?
No.
Vegas, baby?
No.
Mariners?
No.
Rangers?
Nope.
And then AL West. Who else is there? Is there a team in California in the AL West?
Angels. I mean, I'm already a partial Angels fan. Full-time Mike Trout fan, partial Angels fan. Speaking of which, Shohei might be getting shipped out.
To the White Sox, baby. That'd be the biggest redemption arc of all time.
We'll give you 8 of our starters. It'll be Shohei and Luis.
Dude, fuck it. I don't even care. It'd be a better product than what we're putting out of the field right now. Okay, so you've kind of eliminated everybody in the American League.
Besides the Angels. And maybe the Orioles, but probably not.
I'm shocked that you're not jumping on the Orioles here.
Nah.
Baltimore? NL. Yeah, dude, Baltimore's kind of sick.
Carry on.
Camden NL. Yards?
Yeah.
Sick. NL. The Central, you picked the Brewers.
Correct, yep.
So you're taking out every other team? Reds are kind of fun.
Nah. No thanks.
Okay, I got a team for you in the NL West.
Let's hear it.
The Diamondbacks.
Okay, that got me thinking, though. Dodgers. I like the Dodgers.
No. No. I'm officially banning you from liking the Dodgers. Don't be a dickhead.
Dodger Stadium has the greatest tacos right outside the stadium that I've ever had in my life.
Dodger Stadium is a shithole.
Dodger Stadium reminds me of a 1973 Mercedes-Benz.
No, it's a shithole. Dodgers fans are the same things as fucking Yankees fans, Cowboys fans, Lakers fans, where they're just a bunch of fucking bandwagoners and they don't care about the actual team. I'm banning you from liking the Dodgers.
All I'm saying, tacos outside the stadium, phenomenal.
For somebody that talks about how much they love Arizona, too, like you, I've given you Adley Rutschman and the Orioles, I've given you Arizona and the Diamondbacks, and you're fucking taking neither of them.
I'm not hating on the Diamondbacks. I could claim a little bit of stake in them.
Okay, then the NLS is the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers, the Rockies.
Not the Rockies, no thanks.
The Giants.
Not bad. Maybe I'll just be an NL West fan.
Just love, just rooting just, for the West. I'm rooting
for the division.
The NL East is, the NL East would be a fun team to go for. It's Braves, Mets, Phillies, Nationals, and... Braves, Mets, Phillies. There's another good team in there. Definitely not the fucking Nats.
I could get behind the Braves and, you know, maybe the Mets because of Lewis.
I could get behind the Phillies because of Schwarber.
Yeah, Phillies and who else was in there?
Nationals. They kind of Nationals just kind of stink. Certainly not. Certainly not.
I think I'm just going to be an NL West fan.
Padres? The Padres are the other team in the NL West.
Oh, in the NL West?
Yeah.
I got that division. I'm taking that division.
No. I'm not. I can't allow that.
I'm just rooting for them all.
No. I'm just going to get a
hat that says NL West.
No. You got to get the fucking, the Rob Lowe, just the MLB baseball symbol.
Perfect.
And you can just root for the game of baseball, but I will not allow you to pick five teams to root for.
Then I'll root for the game of baseball.
Fuck you.
Give me more hope than the White Sox, so that's all I can ask for.
True.
Let's think here. We're coming up on football season, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, I don't know if I told you this on the podcast. I've actually officially deemed it football season.
Yeah, too early for that.
No, because you know why? I was scrolling through my YouTube recommended the other day, mm-hmm. and it was 2023 college football hype video, and I was like, fucking football season, we're in.
Yeah, see, it's too early for that, and it's too hot outside.
We got a month till the first game.
I know. I can't really like fully lock into football until August 15th.
Oh, I'm not fully locked in, but it's football season.
No, July is still baseball's month to shine.
Right as training camp starts, it's football season. You're not a true football guy. You're not a football guy.
I'm a football man.
No. Dude. Okay, Mr. NL West over here.
Yeah, you fucking, go NL West, baby.
If you like the NL West and call yourself a football man, I'm going to fucking throw you down the stairs, dude. You are such a loser.
I think I have two new things to add to all my social media bios.
NL West enthusiast football man. I'll fucking kick you in the nuts. That's what I'll do. You motherfucker.
What else do we have sports-wise? I have one thing. I don't think I brought this up on the last episode because I didn't erase it from my notes, but polo is a pretty wild sport to watch, or just a wild sport in general.
Oh, okay. That actually brings up – I do think it's a wild sport, and I don't really understand it,
mm-hmm.
like the point system and everything. But I saw this on TikTok the other day. And the guy's response initially right off the bat, I was like, no shot. And then I thought about it. Then he explained it. And I was like, this guy's making a lot of sense. No.
Please tell me you're not going to ask what I think you're going to ask.
What percentage
Nope. Go ahead. Carry on.
Is this what you thought?
Nope.
Okay. It was what? How many sports do you think you are in the top 1% of in the world?
Zero.
All of them. I'm in the top 1% of all sports in the entire world.
No way.
Yes. You want me to explain it to you?
Yeah.
There are 7 billion people in the world.
Okay.
You have to be in the top 80 million. I am 1,000%. If you find me one sport that 80 million people are better at me than... better than me at, no fucking, not a chance.
Soccer for sure. For
no shot. No shot.
I guarantee you there's 80 million people.
You got to also think about this. 10% of that population are people like 10 and younger. I'm better than all of them.
Yeah, I'm not.
Then the older population, like 50 and above, I'm better than all of them too. And that's a solid 40% of that population. So knock off half the population immediately, I'm better than.
I will give you two sports that I'm confident that there are 80 million people that are better than me at. Soccer and volleyball.
No.
I am absolute trash bags at both of those. The rest, I can hang and or figure out. I am certain about that.
I think I'm dead serious when I say this. I think I'm in the top 1% of every single sport. But dude, you gotta understand, like just go walk around one day. And like, watch how many unathletic people are out there, and just be like, I guarantee you, I'm better at every sport than them.
You also got to understand and or watch me play soccer and volleyball. I am so bad at both of those sports.
Sure, but like I'm saying, like, dude, like, you put yourself out there, like the 10-year-olds in the world, you're fucking smoking all those 10-year-olds.
There's other countries where soccer is life.
Sure, football is life.
Yeah, football
is life.
He's life.
But like, you got, dude, done with 80 million. You got to find 80 million people better than you.
Yeah.
I just don't think you can. I am, and I'm not saying that I'm like crazy athletic, but I would say I'm above average.
I'm with you, dude. I just don't think you understand how bad I am at soccer and volleyball.
I can see soccer, volleyball, dude. Like, you just got to, like, to be better than most people, you just got to like hit it over the net.
I get that, dude. I will put my arms out to hit the ball, and it just goes 45 degrees left or right. I don't even hit the ball straight. And it's not like I'm an uncoordinated or unathletic person. Mm-hmm. I'm not the greatest, but like, I can pick up other sports pretty quickly. Volleyball, no.
Maybe you don't have any faith in yourself. This is the one time I'm going to have a little bit of faith in myself, because normally I'm very self-deprecating. I think it'd be hard-pressed for you to find a sport that 80 million people in the world are better than me at. Again, I'm not saying – because the reason – one of the ones I thought about was like polo, right?
Mm-hmm. But there's like, not enough people that play it.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if you put me up against somebody else that doesn't play it, like, neither of us are going to be good at all.
But I'll be slightly better than
that person. Exactly. So if you can find a sport that 80 million people in the world are better than me at, I'll concede, but I just don't think you can.
There's too many people that play soccer, so I'm giving you soccer for sure. And volleyball. I don't know how many people play volleyball. I know that it's not as much as soccer, but like I said, I'm just trash bags at it, so I'm giving that up. So I am sports number -2 in the top 1%.
There you go. Hey, I'll take it. Speaking of random sports, though, I don't know if you saw this. Slam ball officially coming back.
Oh.
Like, it's going to be on ESPN.
Nice.
Like, this summer.
Sweet.
So, I feel like this may be a hot take. I feel like slam ball is a little bit overrated.
Ooh, hot take indeed. Okay. I do enjoy slam ball.
Me too. I enjoy it too. But, like, I feel like I enjoy the highlights.
Yeah, I can
watch. I don't want to sit down and watch a full slam ball match.
I was going to say, I'd pull it up like some YouTube clips. Like,
exactly.
Give me 8 minutes of it.
Yes. So, what else I saw on TikTok that I would like to implement instead of slam ball? 9-foot mini hoop leagues.
Well, that's
with what, just average people.
That's what, like, rec league basketball should be.
Yes, dude. Like, I want to be able to see some dudes just rise up, like some fucking average Joes like me just rise up and yam on somebody.
Like, this guy is doing accountant work Monday
yes.
through Friday.
Yes,
Saturday
dude.
Morning, he's at the gym.
Just I'd be fucking locked in if that shit was on TV. I'd be like, dude, Steve from Delaware is fucking yamming on some dude today.
We need that. We need that televised, and then we need players mic'd up.
100%. See? Dude, that right there, to me, is more interesting than slam ball.
I would tune into that for
right?
sure.
Right? And I feel like maybe 8.5 foot, but like 9 is a good amount where, like, you know, in the NBA, like, there are some point guards that can't dunk.
Yeah.
Where, like, I don't need everybody dunking.
I want, like, 8 feet 10 inches.
Yeah, like, I don't need everybody dunking, but I would like the average Joe to be able to rise up and yam on somebody.
Right.
And I want it to be like, I want people getting put on fucking posters too, where, like, it's enough that, like, I'll jump from the free throw line and yam this shit down. You know?
I also then need a follow up series. You know how they're doing, like, that QB series on Netflix?
Exactly.
So we need a follow up series on, like, that guy got crossed over so hard that he then calls into his boss and is like, hey, I can't make it into the office. And then you got to get, like, the boss's perspective of things.
I'm telling you, this shit would be elite. We need, if I ever get rich, this is what I'm funding. I'm funding a fucking 9-foot mini hoop league that's going to have full documentary on it, fucking everything.
I like
that. Like, you play it on the weekends. No rules. Like, basketball rules. I'm not drug testing.
NBA basketball rules. I'm allowing, like, 3 steps for travels.
For sure.
Like, it's not going to be that strict.
My rule on travels would be, like, if it's blatant enough, call it.
Yeah.
If it's not, if it's a sick dunk, fuck it.
Leave it.
Do whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Don't care.
Yep. You got any other sports stuff to talk about? Because we were talking about being in the top 1% in the world, and we are in that in one thing that I would like to give us a shout-out for.
I got one more thing to talk about, but you can roll into that real quick.
Well, as of yesterday when you're listening to this, Jack and I have officially reached a 7-year-long Snapchat streak.
Sheesh.
And last time I looked, we were somewhere in the top 10 to maybe 15 in the world. Of longest Snapchat streak, so congratulations to us.
You talk about putting things in your Twitter bio? Fucking right there, dog.
We
NL West enthusiast, football guy, top 1% in Snapchat streaks.
No, top like 0-0-0. Oh, we're like, yes. we're top 10 in the world.
I'm going to make us like a medal.
7 years. 2,555 days in a row. Haven't missed a single day. Always clocking in. Hard hat and a lunch pail.
I don't know if I should get us like a medal or we each give ourselves a wedgie for being such fucking nerds about this shit, dude.
It's the only reason that I still have the Snapchat app.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I Snapchat like 2 people.
Same.
Probably because I'm ugly, but whatever.
Okay, what else you got? I have 3 other things.
Sports-wise... So I watched a lot of Wimbledon recently, and I'm not in on tennis, but I'll peek at it. It's kind of like golf for me. Like, I know you're big into golf, but like for me, like golf and tennis are just kind of on in the background, and then whatever happens, happens. I would like to propose a change to tennis. You should be able to shit talk way more. They are very big on, like, kind of like baseball, like the unwritten rules of, like, it's a gentleman's game. Fuck that, dude. I want it, like, again, mic them up and let them shit talk to each other. And then I also want, like, I know the tennis stadiums aren't very big, so it's a pretty small section, but give me, like, 10 to 15 people for each player that are your hooligan section, like in soccer, you know? Like, they're just allowed to go nuts. Like, when people are serving and everyone's, like, quiet or whatever, fuck that, dude. Like, I want these dudes, like, going, whoa, just going fucking nuts in the background. And the reason I say that is because the dude who, and I think I'm a fan of him now, the dude who is now the number one player in the world, he's 20 years old, Carlos Alcaraz, I think is his name. he was playing Djokovic for the Wimbledon title, mm-hmm. and Djokovic smoked him in the first round, and or in the first set. And I think people were like, people were basically saying that even though Alcaraz was number one, Djokovic, it was like Djokovic's tournament to lose. So when he got smoked in the first set, like, everybody was going nuts in the stands for Djokovic, basically. And, like, people kind of counted him out, like, almost, like, immediately.
Yeah.
He comes back, wins the second set, and then just turns to the fans and gives, like, a, like, come on, like, let me hear it. Like, I didn't hear you cheering. And I was like, fucking talk your shit, big dog. Like, let's go. Like, that's what I want to see that, you know?
Okay.
Like, I want them to be able, especially, like, when you're, like, maybe make a play up at the net, and then you look over at the dude, like, I want a little shit talk back and forth. Like, I feel like tennis is a prime shit-talking sport, and they're just like, nope, it's a gentleman's game. Fuck a gentleman's game, dude. Talks that shit.
I have never willingly turned on or watched tennis in my life, so...
To be honest with you, neither have I. It's just, it was, I turned ESPN on in the morning, and it was in England, so that was the thing that was on.
Yeah.
So I was just like, well, fuck it. Like, I'm not going to turn on anything else. I'll just keep this on.
Fair enough.
And that's my tennis grunt.
I'm genuinely shocked that we just filled 26 and a half minutes of sports talk in the middle of the summer.
What would your tennis grunt be? Are you going, like, with a guttural? Like a,
no, ooh. No, no. I think I would go with some, if, like, ah. if we're trying to be, like, get new fans or something, I'm going with something like a hi-ya.
Yeah. He.
I'm going with something like high pitch.
Yeah.
Hi-ya. Tennis.
I think mine would be like a guttural, but like a over-exaggerated guttural. Like normally just like a Mine would be like a hui.
Could you imagine just like full speed swinging?
Hi-ya. Yeah. you get it in the wind-up, too, like a... You're like, all right, fucking calm down, dude.
All right, enough with the sports talk for today. I have three dumb thoughts. What else you got on your end?
I got one.
Let's hear it.
Okay, again, shout-out to TikTok for this idea. Each one of your fingers is a liquid dispenser.
Oh!
Sauces... or liquids, any type of liquid.
Nice, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
What sure. are you putting for each one of your fingers?
Should have given me a heads up on this. I got two right off the bat. I'm going beer and water.
Okay. Now this is another one. What finger are you going for each? Because the one that the guy said, and I agreed with, I'm going thumb is water.
That's what I was thinking.
And he was like, I'm just sucking my thumb all day when I'm drinking. He's like, it's like a Gatorade bottle.
Oh, that's funny. I literally didn't even think about drinking out of my finger. I thought about just pouring
it. No, dude, glass. I'm fucking yugging that shit
I think I'm going, so we got liquids or sauces.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going water out of my thumb. I'm going Miller Lite out of my pointer finger. Those are Agreed. My two most versatile. Middle finger because, you know, sometimes it really... fucks me. I'm going Gatorade.
That didn't make any sense.
Well, you get hung over and that's like, ah, oh, why'd you drink so much?
Okay, so then I went the opposite of that. I went my middle finger's tequila. And I don't tequila.
No way.
I don't like tequila, but guess what? People at the bar want to take a shot. Come here, motherfucker. And then you're flipping people off, giving them tequila down the row right there.
I'm not putting anything on in through my fingers that I don't personally like.
I don't mind a tequila shot. I'll do vodka.
I can't. I can do a margarita, a tequila shot, absolutely not. So I got water, Miller Lite, and Gatorade so far.
Okay.
My last two, I feel like I need to utilize the sauce category here just for... the sake of having sauces on deck whenever I need them. So I think probably, I mean, my first two that come to mind are kind of obvious, I feel like, but I would probably go ketchup and ranch.
Okay.
Convince me otherwise, I guess.
I guess I could try and convince you with, like, barbecue sauce being more versatile.
The only thing and I'm so disappointed that I didn't think of this, was I need a caffeinated beverage.
Okay, but see, I can't do the same caffeinated beverage over and over.
I think I could play it off with a Diet Coke because I can sip that in the morning. I can sip that with a mixed drink. It's not overly caffeinated. It's not like a Monster or an energy drink that's like just packing the caffeine in there. I just don't know what I would like substitute that out for.
Tell me you're old without telling me your age. Fucking Diet Coke. Well, are you kidding me, you father of six?
If I really wanted to, I'd throw in a Monster or a Ghost, but I'm not trying to get that crazy.
How you doing? I might be. I think I'm going water, beer.
Miller Lite.
Miller Lite, obviously. And right now, some type of hard alcohol on my middle finger. Just so that I could get the bar going a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, who wants shots? Free 99 over here. Bang, 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 bang. You know what I'm saying? I'm the life of the party.
What else?
I'm thinking about saying one that it doesn't go with a lot of stuff that I would have at home, but I would just like to have it.
Okay.
Because then I could buy stuff that would go with it, but like marinara sauce. I fuck with the marinara sauce heavy. Actually, you know what? I might go with that because I eat fucking pasta all the time. I'm going to just go with marinara sauce.
Okay.
I can dip some like fucking chicken fingers in marinara. Because then I can make it like a chicken parm.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
You just got to provide the cheese.
Yeah, I got the cheese.
Yeah.
I got the cheese.
How you doing?
Last one. I think I'll probably go with the ranch.
I think, dude, I might make an argument to myself that I should knock ketchup out and replace it with a caffeinated beverage. Because I do just like ranch on a lot of things.
Yeah, because like you can dip your fries in ranch, too.
You can dip your fries in there. You can dip your pizza in there. You can dip cheese curds. You can dip just a whole bunch of different things.
Well, I was just basically being like, if you got to pick one between ketchup and ranch. Like yeah. Anything that you can dip in ketchup, you dip in ranch, too.
Pretty much.
I'm not going to dip the pizza in the ranch, I'll be honest with you.
Ooh, so good.
I mean, it's fine.
But it's frozen, just not... My frozen pizzas now, I only eat with ranch.
That's tell me you're a life. Scumbag without telling me you're a scumbag. Jesus Let's go Christ, NL West, dude.
Baby.
Holy fuck. Football man over here. And I eat pizza. I eat frozen pizzas of the ranch, and I love the entire NL West.
Yes.
Eat dicks, dude.
Dude, find something wrong with that. Okay, I got two questions here for you. Well, first off, real quick, before
which one's the hyped up one? Are you asking that first or second? Okay.
Actually, no. I'll do that one second. I'll do that one second. First off, I just want to bring back calling people buckwheat.
What's a buckwheat? I don't know, dude.
It's kind
of I fun. Like it. I like it in the sense of like, what's up, buckwheat? But like, you can't be like, that guy's a buckwheat.
No. Yeah. It's not a. It's a just a replacement for the noun.
I like, you know what? Okay, I like that.
I called Dutton that the other day, and that's what made me think.
You fucking buckwheat.
What are you doing, buckwheat? And I was like, what?
Yeah, I like that. I like just a good old-fashioned moron. I feel like that doesn't get enough play.
I mean, clearly neither does buckwheat.
Yeah, buckwheat is tough, but like, damn, what a fucking moron, dude. He's a goddamn moron. It's so good, dude.
Imagine, though, replacing that. That guy's a goddamn buckwheat.
A buckwheat just seems like a goofy dude to me. Like, there's moron, there's like levels to it. Like, if the you're an idiot.
Moronicness.
Yeah. Like, if you're an idiot, you're dumb. You're dumb. If you're more than just dumb, you're an idiot. And if you're at the top level of idiocy, you're a moron. Like, you are the dumbest person I've ever met in my entire life. You're a fucking moron.
Fair enough.
Moron. Norom. Backwards.
All right, so two questions left here. I will save the, I guess, more hyped up one for last. So I saw this on social media the other day, and of the people answering it, I was in the minority, and I'm just baffled by that. So I'm really...
I feel like there's a trend of you finding stuff on social media and then you being in the minority.
But I just think that there is such a like clear and away answer to this that I don't understand people that pick the other side of it.
Okay.
So you can either, right now today, you can receive $1 million.
Okay.
Okay. And I know that we talked about hot dogs last time, so we're changing it up. Receive $1 million today, or over the next year, you get all of your bowling, your lanes, your bowling ball, bowling shoes, everything paid for, fitted however you want. And every time you bowl a strike, you get $50. Like, that's just your job to bowl. So you don't have to go to work. You show up at the bowling alley whenever you want. You leave whenever you want. And you get $50 per strike. And you're pulling out your phone to do some math here. You have to bowl 54 and a half strikes per day to get up to your $1 million. This is bad podcasting. We're still here. Jack's just thinking.
Because I'm trying to think of what you would pick, and from what it sounds like, you're taking the million.
Why in the world would I want to spend so much time at a bowling alley every single day of the year until I bowled 54 to 55 strikes? That sounds terrible. I am taking the $1 million and running so far in the opposite direction, I wouldn't even think about it.
Okay, so there are a couple caveats with this. It's just me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, and I have my own lane.
Sure, yeah.
I'm taking the bowling.
How long do you... I genuinely think that I will be at the bowling alley longer than I would be at a day at the office.
No shot.
To bowl 55 strikes?
Absolutely no shot. Can I, like, reset the pins? Like, if I don't pull a strike, I'm just like, fuck it, reset them?
You're bowling a frame each time.
Oh, yeah. Then, for sure, I'm taking the bowling.
So you hit eight, then you have to knock down or throw the next two.
Yeah, I'll just fucking throw it in the gutter. I don't care.
No way.
Okay, think about it this way, right? You like your job?
Next question.
You know what I'd rather do instead of my job? Hit the fucking lanes, baby.
No.
Hit the lanes, baby. I don't
know. Bowling is not something that interests me.
Bro, like, if I get up and get to the bowling alley at 8 a.m., I'm done with my day at noon.
You're bowling 55 strikes in 4 hours?
Fuck yes, dude. You can't bowl 10 strikes an hour?
One strike every 6 minutes. Dude, I bowl, yes, I bowl 2 to 3 strikes per game.
Okay, but also think about it like this. If you're bowling every fucking day, do you know how good you're going to get? That shit's going to be light work, dude.
I also don't want to be that good at bowling.
Bro, the fucking... I'm taking $50 every time I bowl a strike, and it's not even a question the more I think about
it.
Because I'm going to get so goddamn good at bowling that, like, I'll get to the fucking lane at 8. I'm done by 10 o'clock, dog.
Imagine just not having to do anything and getting $1 million. I don't have to get good at bowling. I don't have to spend hours and hours at the bowling alley.
Okay.
I'm just leaving.
Okay, question then. The next question then. You said I get $50 every time I bowl a strike for a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting more than $1 million.
I am
100% at the end of that year, I will make more than $1 million.
I'm certainly not.
I guarantee it. Because you got to think about it, dude. Like, sure, maybe the first couple times you go, you won't hit 54 strikes in a day.
I think I'm falling behind, though, after a month. And then you got to add on top of that to make up for the first month. You've got to be bowling then like 64 to 65 strikes a day.
Dude. I'm sitting at the bowling alley. I'm going to a nice bowling alley too. Okay, there's TVs and shit there, so I'm watching sports. I'm having a good time. I'm just racking up strikes, dog. Like, I'm making so much money. Also, like, I don't need to make $1 million.
Right. So just take the million and not have to do anything.
But if I just take the million, I'm going to lose that million pretty quickly.
That's your own fault.
I know, because I'm an idiot. But if I earn that shit by fucking bowling, like, dude, catch me with a fucking brace on my right wrist because I'm fucking cooking that bowling alley left and right, dog. I'm taking- on my one lane, there's going to be a direct path that's worn down because I've fucking cooked it so many times. Dude, I would make so much more than $1 million in a year, it wouldn't even be funny.
I'm taking $1 million so fast.
Nah, dude, I'm cooking through that bowling.
Bowling is an overrated sport.
That's a lie. Define overrated. Wait, fucking bowling can't be overrated.
I'm not trying to play it more than twice a year.
You are a loser. First of all, bowling can't be overrated because it's not rated highly as it is.
People get pretty hyped for bowling.
No, they don't. Nobody does.
Yeah.
Nobody's like, dude, fucking, I love bowling, dude. Pete Weber, whoever you think you are, I am. Tell me that's not fucking legendary.
I'm trying to bowl twice a year, max.
No, bowling's so fucking fun, dude. This is why you're in the minority, dude. Because you have dumb takes like this shit. Bowling's fucking sick, and I would make way more than $1 million if I got $50 every time I got a strike.
I'm going once in the summer, once in the winter. I'm taking my $1 million, and I'm leaving.
I'm really trying to, like, fucking break this down. Like, the second – so this is how I'm doing it too, right? I got fucking two balls next to me. At all times. Yes. The second it's not a strike, the other one's coming at you. Right? Like, I'm quick with that shit. So, like, two balls are going down in a matter of, like, 45 seconds.
The thing's got to reset.
Dude, it doesn't take very long. You just got to pick up the other one, sweep it under, bang. And then I'll get so good at it that I'll time it. Where, like, the thing sweep picks up the pins, sweeps, puts him back down, and then everything goes up at once. And then it's going right past that immediately. I might make $5 million, dude.
Get out of town.
Fucking 5,000 strikes a day.
Get out of town. Okay, last question.
Especially if that's my job too, like a 9 to 5. This is, like, all jokes aside. You don't think you could bowl 54 strikes in a 9 to 5? In 8 hours?
Definitely not to start off with.
Dude, come on. And then you're just chasing
numbers after that.
Come on.
No shot, dude.
You might be in the bottom. You might be out of the 1% in the bowling industry, too. I might be. Put it in the 3.
I might be.
It's fucking bowling, volleyball, and soccer. Michael's not top 1%.
I'm 29 years old. I haven't even figured out how to throw a curved bowling ball. I just throw them straight down the middle.
Yeah, so do I. But if Wii Bowling has taught me anything, you got to hit right off to the right side of that first pin so they all knock one way and you knock all of them else out. All
right, last question for everyone to ponder on. You are sent to the year 2030.
Oh, I saw this.
And you can Google one thing.
I Google the top stocks.
Fair.
It's a legal way to get around. Instead of being like, I'm going to Google the lottery winners for X day.
Yeah, I would just pick like the Super Bowl winners. I'd Google the Super Bowl winners and put like a 7-year parlay on that.
I would just...
And then by the time 2030 rolls around and I hit 7 Super Bowl winners in a row, the sports book wouldn't even know how to pay me out, so I'd just take them over.
I would just Google top stocks. And I'm whatever one that I go back and I so like I'll see the top like 10 to 15, 20 maybe. And I'm putting money in all of them. And then the one that I know is like the lowest in the current day when I go back, I'm putting the most amount of money into that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But then you're just riding a roller coaster. At least I know for a fact, though, that the
But I'm not riding a roller coaster. I know that they're going to be at X point at X time.
Yeah. But still, throughout that 10 years, it's or 7 years. It's going to be like up, down, up, down.
Yeah, but
up,
not
down.
By it's much. If I invest in all top 15 stocks, it's going to be up. It's only going to be up.
Yeah, I'm
definitely doing something where I can make money. Did you see the? Was it the one where it was like you picked? It was One Direction.
The Jonas Brothers or
it was One Direction? Yeah,
together.
Yeah, it's like you looked me dead in the eye. No, I literally saw that before I came over to record.
Pretty funny. All right, well, that is where we are wrapping up Shed Some Light, episode 234. Thank you all for watching and sticking around with us.
Everybody wish Michael a happy birthday. It's his birthday as we record this today.
We'll be back the next time that we record. So, oh, God, take it over.
In the meantime, keep him wicked cold, everybody.